The dialect of Longtown, Cumberland, Mrs. Rebecca Jefferson, a widow aged 76, recorded in her home by Stanley Ellis on the 11th of September 1955.
How old were you when you started that then?
What?
Midwife.
I would be about, oh, about 30.
Oh, yeah.
30.
And how many babies did you bring in?
Oh, I can't tell the laddie, I couldn't tell how many I've fetched in. I've gone all parts of the world and fetched the babies into the world.
Aye. Mm. Bad times and good ones.
Eh?
Bad times and good ones.
I had bad times and good ones, aye. We was the last and I fetched into the world. Oh, can I mind, we was the last and I fetched into the world. Oh, I have two in the tomb, three in the tomb, young men and a young lass. She'll be about, her mother's been dead 40 years. Mm. She'll be 42 years old. She wasn't a tweet, her mother, when she died, her mother died. She died with another, she was going to have another baby, you say. Mm. They went to the burn pit, the factory struck up, and we had to come out. Now was it with the moss planting, in, they were at the burn pit. If we had sent anybody for me, I would come, you know. I was used to her, once you're having a bear in a certain part of her body, you know, you held the bone back for the baby to come home.
Mm-hmm.
But she, the nurse, this nurse, Geddes, everywhere. So, when the news came to town, you know, Jody Treadle, we caught him, fetched the milk. He says, "Ned Rich, what have you done this morning?" "Never, what's the matter?" "She's no other bairn." Hey? Eh? Oh, made me so ready. Marianne was 21 that day. Mm. And the 19 of the 21st January. I was over for the moss planting, right through Long Tomb, and right by Atheret, Atheret we got, and went to the burn pit. She was like that. And they couldn't get a hoosier. Well, I says, "Ned," I said, "I would have come to, I would have walked every bit of a cent for me." "What?" The? I said, "I would. I was that say where you used to work. I fetched three of our lads in the world, and then I fetched the lassie in the world. Mm. I fetched four of the lads in the world when a man Jimmy, you know. And this and she died for." So again, something, the bear was halfway, couldn't come.
Mm.
Oh, when there was a woman there now, she said, "Asked her if she was going out." And when they done the poor her, I examined her, I could say what was the matter. Say, a certain bone had to keep it back.
Mm. Mm.
See?
Mm.
Oh, well. I says, "Well, Ned, if it was sent for me when she took bad, I would have come to every fit for her. I would have come to every fit." And man, she tells him, gone along the church road 4 days before she had that baby, gone to have that baby. She says, "This is my lass. It'll never be born," she says. "I was dying."
Mm-hmm.
She walked for the Burnfoot Cottage, just along to go. And they carried the groceries back, you say.
Mm.
Funny day in them days, man.
Mm.
They would carry all the other stuff. They would hardly look at the side on the, for I was working for the Mangatinis. Well, she went along. "How?" she said, "they'll be all right." She says, "I saw Becca this morning in the car." Well, she said, "Oh, dear me, and he's all going to have another."
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So, tell her.
Ah, and so
I went,